We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline brought to you by Workers' Compensation Law Firm Apollo and Capitis. We're very happy to talk to our next guest from the NHL on NBC. He's our 93.7 The Fan NHL analyst, Pierre McGuire, with us. 4 o'clock on a Monday. It's a staple here on this show. Pierre, how you doing? Great to talk to you again, man.
Great to visit with both of you gentlemen. I'm doing all right. It's tough times here around the New York City, Connecticut, New Jersey area. It looks like things hopefully will maybe settle down this week, but it's been a trying almost 3 weeks now, I can tell you that.
Pierre, one of the things that I saw today was a report from Elliot Friedman about the NHL possibly playing games at a couple of neutral site locations, places I've never been, places you've been, like North Dakota, Manchester, New Hampshire. What can you tell us about those facilities, Pierre?
Well, the facility at Grand Forks, North Dakota is off the charts. It's probably as nice or better than any rink in the National Hockey League. It only has about 12,000 seats. It's got a spectacular organ, very similar to the organ that's played down in Tampa Bay, which is just an amazing organ. The seats are all made out of mahogany wood. I'm not kidding you, with unbelievable cushions. I mean, it's a spectacular rink, and it's called the Ralph Engelstad Arena. For those that are familiar with Vegas, Mr. Engelstad was the owner of the Imperial Palace Casino Hotel, and he was also an alum of the University of North Dakota. And he also built an unbelievable rink up in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, which is about an hour and 20 minutes from Grand Forks. So he's built two huge facilities up there in northern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. He's no longer with us. So I know the facility in Grand Forks really well. And in Manchester, New Hampshire, know the building tremendously well. The Los Angeles Kings farm team used to be there. They have an East Coast Hockey League team there now. They played a lot of NCAA regional events there. It's a nice state-of-the-art building, but it's not neither place as the NHL. My biggest concern about Grand Forks, if they were to do something like this, I don't think they have the infrastructure hotel-wise to be able to deal with a huge amount of teams going in there. I just don't think they have that kind of hotel infrastructure.
Pierre, that was the first thought I had, too, in terms of the existing infrastructure in the town. But if the league worked something out where maybe more sites were involved, I don't know what you'd have to get to if even seating capacity matters, if the league is just trying to play games in front of, like, empty arenas. This is kind of a shot-in-the-dark question. I'm just curious. Has there been any discussion about having, if games do resume, having broadcasters do their work remotely to try to mitigate the number of people that would be required on site to actually put on a game broadcast?
Oh, I think that day is coming, actually, sooner rather than later. I can tell you this. I'm a member of the NBC broadcast team for the Summer Olympics. Obviously, we're not going this year, but I was going to be the only person in Tokyo for water polo. They were going to call water polo off, too. So I've done a lot of NHL games that way. Whenever the NHL goes to Sweden or they go to Finland or they go to the Czech Republic or Germany, those games that you see on NBC, I'm calling those off tube in a studio in Stamford, Connecticut.
Wow.
So and people always say to me, how did you get back from Sweden so fast? I'm like, I wasn't in Sweden. I was in Stamford, Connecticut. But there is an appetite for that, not just at NBC, but for a lot of television people to do that. And I could see where they might have to do something like that, and maybe you're inside the glass person or maybe, a reporter would be there and everybody else would be back wherever the head location would be. But again, nobody's talked to me about that.
Pierre McGuire, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Bill Daly, the deputy commissioner, was on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio this weekend, Pierre, and he said that even right now, it's the NHL's desire to play regular season games before they get into the Stanley Cup playoffs. Why do you think the league feels strongly about making sure that regular season games are still played at this point?
Season tickets that have already been sold, number one. Number two, it would add a huge amount of credibility to the playoff race. And if you do crown a champion, it would, you'd be able to say that everybody played the same number of games, 82. It was a fair fight right to the end. You got a lot of teams, both on the eastern side and the western side, that are amazingly tight for the wild card race. And so I think you've got owners that are, you know, holding up their end of the bargain by saying, we want our fans to have the opportunity to see our team in the playoffs. And you've also got players saying, we want to be compensated. And you've also got owners who say, you know, we have season ticket holders that we want to honor their tickets. They've paid for them. We want to honor those. So there's a lot of moving parts here. But I can tell you one thing about Bill Daly. He's an extremely intelligent guy. He understands the parameters of the National Hockey League, whether it's collective bargaining, whether it's television rights revenues, whatever it is, he understands it as well or better than anybody. He's a very, very smart guy.
Pierre, I'm curious, just with all of your contacts within the NHL and the hockey world overall, how much chatter has there been? How many people have you been talking to? Is this something where there are, it's almost a daily thing, the powers that be are trying to make contingency plans, or is everybody sort of in a wait-and-see, hold-off mode? What's been sort of the mood you've gleaned from people?
What an awesome question. The answer is agents are telling me one thing. Some players are telling me another thing, and management people are telling me another thing. So it's all over the map. Players want to come back and play. They really do. Players want to play, but they want to play in the proper environment. And they don't want to risk their health by being rushed into playing right away. That's what I've been able to glean from certain players that I've spoken to. Management people really are up in the air. They don't know which way to go. And I talked with a very prominent agent this morning who told me about this idea with Manchester and Grand Forks, North Dakota. But he said he's not sure that they're going to be able to get players back from Europe, especially the guys that have gone home, get them back in time to be able to even participate in a training camp so that they can go through something like that. So it's just the thought. And then there's another thought that was passed my way over the last couple days. That's just that most teams have between 10 and 12 games left to play on this current season. Mm-hmm. Let's just make it a happy medium and say 10. So add those 10 games and start next season on time, but rather than have an 82-game schedule, have a 92-game schedule. And what you would, and again, this is not from the league. This is from somebody just throwing an idea out there. Mm-hmm. And take away the All-Star weekend and take away the bye week. Obviously, this would have to be collectively bargained or agreed to by the Players Association. So the players would get paid, number one, what they were owed for the rest of this year. And the owners would obviously be able to honor their season ticket holders. And then everybody starts next year fresh, if you understand, just by adding 10 extra games. I don't know if that'll happen or not, because there's a lot of water that would have to run under the bridge before they'd approve something like that.
Pierre McGuire here on 93.7 The Fan. Pierre, NHL player poll put out. Sidney Crosby cleaned up. Most complete player. If you could only have one guy for a Game 7, he was the player that most of his peers wanted on their side. Best player went to Connor McDavid, which was interesting. So is that on par? Is that consistent with what you've heard from the players you talked to?
Most people around the league think the three best players are Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid, and Nathan MacKinnon. Most people around the league would tell you that. Some people might put Kucherov from Tampa in there, especially after what he did last year. But most people would tell you the three best players. And obviously, Leon Draisaitl's had a phenomenal year this year, so he deserves some acclaim. But again, there's got to be something for consistency and years of service. Sidney's been off the charts good ever since he came into the league. You know, ever since he got in the league in 2005, Sidney Crosby's been a revelation every single time he's ever played. He's been just insanely good, and everybody respects him because of that.
Pierre, what is it that a guy like Crosby has? I think it's an intangible, very hard to pin down quality that, I mean, it's greatness, obviously, but there's something else clearly that makes his peers vote him or vote for him in that sense. Guy you'd want for one game, but not maybe the best anymore overall in the NHL. Can you define what that quality is for Crosby?
Yeah, consistent work habits. He's the hardest working player in the league. Everybody knows it. In the summer, he used to go, and I don't know if he still does or not. I haven't asked him about it, but in the summer, right after the entry draft, he would go to the sand dunes out in California and run sprints with Nathan MacKinnon and Matt Duchene, and the intense competition would floor you. I remember doing the World Junior in Grand Forks, North Dakota in 2005, and I would just tell you this. There was a practice before Canada started the tournament. Sidney was only 17. He was going into his draft year. Obviously, he's an August 7th birthday, so he was still just 17. And Dion Phaneuf had been drafted 2 years previous in 2003. The intense competition, this is a day before the World Junior starts, between Crosby and Dion Phaneuf, the physicality in that practice was so intense that Brent Sutter, one of the tougher guys when he played in the league, had actually stopped the practice early because it was just going overboard. So what people respect the most about Sid is he never gives up on a situation. He's the most determined person you'll ever meet. And he leads. He leads by example. He doesn't have to say a whole lot. He just leads by example.
Pierre, last one for you before we let you go. I know we've talked a lot, just in hypothetical terms, obviously, about the NHL trying to restart or get back to playing hockey for the 2020 season. All the people that you've talked to, has any maybe concern been brought up, or has it been brought up as a subject that there's a desire to make sure that the 2021 season is kept sort of as sacred as possible, that they don't want the solution to playing in 2020, if possible, to mess up players, to compromise the integrity of the 2021 year?
I've only heard that no matter what happens, whether we play or not this summer, that they really want to have a complete 2021 season. That's critically important to the well-being of the league. And I don't think they'll rush back. I think the National Hockey League will really listen to the medical experts. They'll follow the trends that are happening. They'll recognize what's appropriate and what's not. But it's so important. And I'm not just speaking out of my heart here. I'm speaking off of my head. The most important thing for the National Hockey League, the well-being of the players and the well-being of the fans. But the fans come first. And if we can't have an environment where it's safe for the fans to go, then we shouldn't be playing. And I think everybody in the league really believes that. They really care about our players. I talk to our players, our coaches, our managers. They really care. They know without the fans, we don't have a league. And so I don't think there'll be any kind of rush until they're sure that fans can get back into the building safely and soundly. And I'm just really proud of the way our league has handled everything, and I'm really proud of the players that are part of the league because they've done a lot of really good things to try to help people in their different cities. So I really respect that a lot.
NHL on NBC's Pierre Maguire. Pierre, even in these troubling times, it really is a pleasure to talk to you every Monday. Stay safe, all right?
I'm really grateful to have the opportunity to speak with you, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Take care, and please, everybody, be safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.